also he says, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, this is another aspect of God's curse upon the woman, is that the husband would rule over her. Now, we know that this carries forward into the New Testament because, you know, God clearly preaches in the New Testament that the husband is the head of the wife and so forth. But again, this is one where women would like to seek to reverse the curse of God here and say, no, he's not going to rule over me. But before he said he shall rule over there, what about the first part? Thy desire shall be to thy husband. Now, here's a little tip for you guys. Did you know that your wife is designed to be ruled over? You say, oh, how can you use it? That's what the Bible says. I mean, literally, if I said, I rule over my wife, people would say, like, you're insane, you're nuts, you're a Taliban, you're a male chauvinist pig, you're misogynistic. You know, there's, oh, you rule over. Yes, I'm a ruler. In the whole, that's what the Bible says. It says, he shall rule over thee. It doesn't say, he shall be thy 50-50 partner. It says, he shall rule over thee. And look, but notice, he says, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. You see, women, the way they're designed by God, actually desire for a man to rule over them. Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. They desire for a man. That's why they don't like weak men. That's why you see men who are weak and sissy. That's not what women want. And you see a husband and wife where the husband is henpecked, and he does whatever his wife tells him to do, she loses all respect for him. Yep. She don't respect him.
Yeah.
And you see a strong man, and you see a wife that respects him.
Amen.
Now, women will sometimes try to, take over the home. And they'll try to take over in situations and be in authority. But you know what? They're just testing you. They want you to rule. They want you to, because they find security in that also. They like to know that they're married to a strong man that's going to rule over them and lead them. They don't like a weak man. And a lot of men, the mistake they're making is they think they can just placate their wife all the time. But then their wife sees them as just weak. They have no backbone. And so you've got to stand up and be a man and take the lead. You know, and honestly, this is the way our society used to be. In our culture, in our society, it used to be men would open the door for ladies. Sometimes you open the door and they're like offended that you're opening the door for them. I can do it myself. We live in a weird society. And you know, men, they used to go to the restaurant, they'd order for their wife.
That's right.
They walk in and they order for, you know, they know, they'll find out what she wants and they'll order the food. They'll take care of all that. You know, they take the lead. They'll take a leadership role. They'll make decisions and they'll step forward and be in charge. I still believe in that stuff. That's biblical, and that's what women desire. Now, on the outside, they mean, no, I want to be free and liberated, but you know what? They're miserable like that.
Right.
Yeah, they want to be free and liberated, but they want you to tell them no. They want to ask and be told no. Okay? This is Pastor Anderson's seminar on what women want. Okay? How to get along with your wife. Okay? But anyway.